you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
Hey, I like this.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine?
Bottle of wine.
Organic wine.
Yes, of course.
4 to 3. Would you lock the door?
Oh, yes.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
Well, I'm 164.
Nice.
Hey, Google, immortality on tap. Could it be? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friends. Those of you who want to live forever, just keep investing in Google stock. Do your Google searches. Google will solve all of your health problems, and you will live forever, maybe attaching your head to a horse. I don't know. They're headless horsemen coming back to TV. Maybe that's a subtle underpinning of what we've got to look forward to. But, well, we've got to cover this story. Big breaking news. It's also covered on the Natural News as well. We are broadcasting live through Natural News Radio and GCN, of course. And
yes,
around the world, welcome everybody. Super Don is here. We hope to hear from Liam Sheff shortly as well. And we are going to annoy both, who is it, Levine, Mark Levin?
Mark Levin.
Humanity calls him the great one. Mark Levin, and we're going to annoy him and Rachel Maddow simultaneously because they're both on the same side.
Hey.
Yeah, can you imagine? So stand by for that. Political healing on tap. But first and foremost, where do we begin? How about this Google's attempt to solve death? LOL. LOL! Lots of what?
Yes.
Lots of, I don't know, lunacy, I think LOL stands for. A new company launched by Google this week will extend, or will seek to extend, no, this is not another Viagra commercial. We're talking about extending life. Okay, different kind of extension. Now, this article here, that I'm, and it's linked in mainstream media coverage of this, a joke about Silicon Valley is that entrepreneurs always seem to focus on the problems facing people of their own age. That's why young programmers have endless ideas for websites that will tell them what bar to hang out in. Then in middle age,
nice.
And with marriage, it's on to inventing fertility apps. But eventually you get gray. Now you're focusing on, I don't want to die.
No.
So that's the latest thing here from Google. And Google is launching a what? No, not a nutraceutical company, not an organic lifespan enhancer, nothing along those lines. It's launching a biotech pharmaceutical company.
Wow.
No surprise here, but this is where they're going. Google appears to be joining Big Pharma with its launch of a new biotech company. It's called Calico. Calico. Now, we've got some audio clips on the news story here I think we ought to play just so you can hear how it's being presented in the mainstream media that doesn't question things the way we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So go ahead and run clip one for me.
Those who work with seniors like to say 85 plus is the new 60, thanks to better nutrition, exercise, and health care. Google would like to see more people live longer, and that's the reason why it's going to start Calico.
Yeah, so 84 or 64 is 100, whatever it is, it's the new whatever. Now, granted, in the 20th century into the early 21st, we've seen advances in, well, let's just call it that. We clean our hands now. We wash our hands better. We've got better hygienic practices. Sanitation, certainly huge, huge advancements over the last 100 or so years. And, of course, nutritional access to basic nutrition. Now, we're also seeing the trend reverse in the 21st century, where it's now predicted that the kids being born today are going to live fewer years than their elders for the first time since it's been expanding greatly with all these advancements. Now, they'd like, and Google fanatics would likely believe the lie that it's vaccination that has caused us to live longer. but indeed it is the advancements in sanitation, hygiene, and nutrition more than anything else. But this goes to something that they don't study called the law of the terrain. Their whole focus is going to be on what? Genes, genetics, and all kinds of strange things like, I would say strange things like stem cells, but stem cells are something that normally occur in humans at birth and before birth and even in our aged. And the question is, how do you stimulate that production without monkeying with the genes, without engineering? Because that's where this goes here. Now, we've got a question as to where they're reaching for their experts. Are they, again, going into nutrition, or are they going into something else? Go ahead and run clip two.
Google has named Dr. Arthur Levinson to be Calico's CEO. He is chairman of the board of Genentech and Apple. Levinson is also an investor in Calico.
Okay, so we've got our answer. Genentech, genetic engineering, biotech firms that yes. don't care a lick for the environment, only that they can manipulate the genetic code and play yep. God.
Well, and let's remind people about Genentech. Now, this was something that Natural News covered back in 2008, that Genentech was doing price gouging and put a price gouging limit for a cancer drug that we've talked about numerous times on this show. You remember that wonderful drug, Avastin?
Avastin, you mateys, it's talk like a pirate day, arg.
It is talk like, coincidentally, yes.
take your pirate medicine, arg. We got some nasty chemotherapy for you.
Yes, well, back in 2008, Genentech announced that it was going to institute a price gap for this cancer drug, Avastin, at $55,000 per year
mm-hmm.
for patients with a household income of less than $75,000 per year. Well, thanks, Genentech.
Indentured servitude and economic pharmaceutical biotech slavery. The new
That's
era
right.
begins today with Google
That's right.
Calico. Well, we got another
right.
clip here that goes into some of the ethics questions that we have plenty of them. Go ahead and run clip three.
Google declined an interview and won't answer how much it will invest or how many people will be hired. However, experts hope Calico will delve into the social and ethical issues of extending life, such as seniors running out of money and providing more years of assisted living.
Seniors running out of money. Of course, they're bankrupted for a lot of reasons. 100-year anniversary of the Federal Reserve System. Big part of the destruction of economic integrity of all folks, young and old. Rich and poor, although not the uber rich who get to touch the paper first. But this right. is where the ethics comes up. I mean, is it ethical to say extend life? And let's say they find the way to do so. Don't tell me they're going to go into the inner city and to the poor folks and go, hey, you guys want to live forever? We got you covered here. Just have it. It's free. No, this
yeah,
is only
well.
Going to be for the uber elitist. And this is where Mike Adams does it again. It is like, who's going to get to have this, even though we disagree that they'll ever be able to do it, but let's just pretend. Their idea is, okay, we're going to solve all disease, we're going to make everybody, and they're going to give it to the poor people? Uh-uh. No. It's for the right. elitist scum that are trying to run this planet into extinction are the ones yep. that are going to live forever. Do we need them living forever? No. Sorry.
Well, but it depends what? On who you're talking to here, because a very interesting thing, if you remember a few months ago, I believe this was in June,
yeah.
we had Mike Adams on the show, and there was a guy he was talking about. This guy's name is Ray Kurzweil. Okay,
oh, the transhumanist. That's right.
Yes.
The
now, listen
one.
To this. Ray Kurzweil is Google's director of engineering. Okay.
Mm.
And this guy has been pushing this idea called transhumanism. And basically what this means is uploading your mind, your consciousness, into a machine and then getting rid of your body so that you can achieve immortality by running through machines and robots.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Freeze your head. We'll put it on a popsicle stick. You'll be good
yeah.
to go. That's transhumanism. These people
yeah.
are warped out of their mind. Now, we do have genuine population issues. We don't want and don't need to live forever. Do you want to be a vampire? I mean, it sounds really cool in science fiction fantasy. I don't know. No, I don't think it's something that... There's a reason. There's a season. There's a life and there's death. And by the way, our perspective here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is that we're not even physical bodies. We're inhabiting them, but that's not who we really are anyway.
Right.
By the way, Super Don, you offended some of our listeners. Yes,
yeah. Oh man, you're gonna call me out on the air. Okay.
No, no,
yes.
I'm not. Actually, I'm here. I'm here to bring Liam Sheff back to the show. Liam is on. He's waiting. He's ready. And now is the time to bring him on because he's the soothsayer. And
oh,
this this even goes worse because the TEDx seminars, they're rejecting organics. They're rejecting people talking about GMOs. It's the intelligentsia, the intellectual, the Yale Harvard crew that are at Google now doing this. But Liam Sheff's got perspective here. I need to hear from him. Liam, are you here?
Hey, guys. So Don's taking my place and offending the audience. So what happened?
Did you hear? Well, you didn't hear him. What did you do, Don?
All right. I'm very opinionated on certain subjects, and one of them happens to be organized religion. Okay. And yesterday, you know, we got to talking about organized religion, and I do. Listen, I'm a bit snarky when it comes to it, and I don't have a problem with pointing out what I believe are some flaws and things in the organized religion arena.
Well, let me just defend you if this is right. You're not against people having spiritual beliefs and living as
they...
No.
I draw a distinction between religion and spirituality. Listen, it's my opinion only. I do not at all in any way criticize anybody for their religious beliefs, their choice to belong to whatever religion they have. If it works for you, great. You know, it doesn't matter. You can believe in the flying spaghetti monster. I don't care. If it works for you, that's great.
I want to read this to everybody. Listen to this. You tell me, did Super Don cross the line yesterday, or did I? What is this? This is a question from Terry. What is this? Insult everyone day? I can't believe what I am hearing. You're letting your sidekick insult everyone in organized religion. You're letting him, so that reflects poorly upon you. So she's taking me on now, okay? You also just called everyone who went to public school a liar. No, I did not. Of course, if that's the case, I'm calling myself a liar. I went to public school. I'm telling you that they lied to you in public school. That I will stand by. She said, I went to public school, and I am not a liar. I didn't call you a liar. Keep this up, Mr. Bell, and I will have to turn you off. You need to publicly apologize to everyone you just insulted over the air. That's Terry. Liam's got some perspective there. We've got some healing to do, unapproved by any federal agency, much less a state agency anywhere, but approved by here and now. What does that mean? I don't know. We're going to find out from Liam Sheff after the break. Take a deep breath. It's Talk Like a Arg Pirate Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give us a call. 866-939-2355. 866-939-BELL. Call now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Check out the show notes. Check them out. The pirate will get you.
866-939 belly.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It's all in the show notes. That's what I'm saying. RobertScottBell.com. What?
When did Yoda become a pirate?
It was not a Yoda pirate. It was, no, it wasn't. All right, Liam Sheff, my good friend, you have got links to Liam as well, a great review of Oblivion. We'll talk about that in a little while. But did you catch the letter that we read from a listener that was kind of upset?
What a bitch. Oh, what? Sorry, I'm at a dog show. No, I'm at a dog show.
What?
No. I'm at a dog show, and yes, that was an incredible. What were you talking about?
Talk radio and pirate discussion.
Oh, man.
We better change the subject right now.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me just tell you. Hey, that's a great-looking female dog that you got over there, buddy. Okay, sorry. It's enough.
All right,
thing.
Don't. Listen, I thought we were trying. I thought we were trying to help people that could be infected by holy water, but...
Okay, I'm sorry. There was a letter of some sort? Okay, can we just talk about what's in the water in Colorado?
That's big time. You know, it rains in Colorado, not like this often, but when it does, usually it'd be rain. You could have some fecal runoff because of overflowing sewers, but I read... Liam, you can confirm this, that the fracking holes down there in Colorado or up there in Colorado are creating all of these chemicals that are flowing in the streets of Colorado right now.
Okay. So fracking is the word, right? It's not grease, it's fracking. Or I guess it is grease because you get grease out of fracks. So where were they fracking? In the various shales. And there's a shale that I didn't know about in Denver. Did you know this?
No, I did not.
I think it's called the Denver-Julesburg Shale, but I might have the name wrong. Forgive me if I do. So they drilled how many holes?
I think thousands.
Yeah, thousands. No, over 20,000 holes. And I don't mean like a hole that you take a... you know when you're digging a fence? Have you ever put up a fence and you dig a post-hole digger and you go down 2.5 feet and it's really hard? No. These are... deep, deep drills. They go down a quarter mile, eighth of a mile, and then they turn. They actually switch the drill head, and the drill head goes at an angle and then goes, let's see, about another quarter mile to a half mile through the wet, oily, greasy shale rock. Then they pump millions of gallons of water per flushing of that greasy rock to get some oil out. So I'm always amused by people who tell me that we're not running out of the cheap stuff, that we're not running out of cheap fuel. Of course we're running out of cheap fuel, unless we're just masochists, and maybe we are that too. But this is really, really, really hard work to get a little bit of oil. So Colorado is in an area that has, you know what oil guys call an oil field? They don't call it an oil field because they don't live in the real world. Do you know what they call it?
No, what do they call it?
They call it a play. It's a play, an oil play. No.
Like gambling. Like a play on, like I'm betting on the horses.
Like gambling. Like the myth of the marketplace. Like we don't have to take this seriously because we're not, we don't care what happens after we leave. The earth is a prostitute. We're going to get what we want out of her. And if she's dead in the morning, that's her problem. I was just talking to a friend here, but, that's the market view of the planet. I realize somebody's going to quote me on that. Just put that on a T-shirt and just write, Liam Sheff said this afterwards.
Well, and then the Google people are trying to make you live forever. And what kind of planet will you be living in? That's crazy.
Well, that's not going to happen. So that Kurzweil stuff is a fiction that came out of a misunderstanding. I think Kurzweil had a major misunderstanding of energy resources. Because you can look at a line, and the line is going up on a graph, and you say, well, because the line went up yesterday and the line's going up today, it's going to go up tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. But as Shakespeare said, forgive me, but tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps this petty pace to the last syllable of recorded time. In other words, it doesn't work out exactly the way you think it does. We don't get to the tomorrows that we think just because yesterday was a certain way. So we're bad at predicting. Some people have pointed out, there's an excellent article, and I hope the name comes back to me. It's not right there right now. But people have pointed out that our ability to work inside the market is based on a fundamentally flawed perception, that if we see something doing well today and yesterday, we look back, well, it did well yesterday, we immediately buy into it. We may be at the end of the run, but because it... Now, when we see something going down for 2 days in a row, we automatically sell it if we have it, not knowing it might be, we might be selling. So we buy when it's what? High, and we sell when it's low. So these oil guys get in because they think that they can get as much money as they can have what they know is a limited bet. And when we get back from this break, we'll talk about that limited bet here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with your host, Robert Scott Bell, Super Don, I Hate Religion Nailer. And what did he say, Jeff?
All right, stand by. Liam took us to break as well as anybody ever can. So call us up, 866-939-2355, if you were offended by anything that was said. Or if you love it, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, there are dangerous, elitist dunderheads that are trying to kill us all. And you don't have the right not to be offended
by the things we do here.
I know, I'm sweet and lovable and humble, Robert Scott Bell, the homeopath. But if someone comes to me for help and they don't really want help, I can cut them off. I can go, nope, no more. And it's happened. You learn that there are energy leeches and energy suckers. They're not into the healing and the intensity that I might have from time to time here. And I'm just saying, this is talk radio. It's not for wussies and wimps. And I'm just going to ask you to get over the things that offend you. And then, hey, lash back at me if there are some lash. We can take it here. It's okay. But there's some serious crap going on planet Earth right now, including the fracking and Fukushima, that makes all of these other sensitivities pale in comparison. And so if you need me to, you know, give you a Band-Aid for your boo-boo, I'll do that too. In fact, we do have a question about urinary tract infections. I've got an answer for you there, but stand by for that. Right now, Liam Schiff, we got the fracking in Colorado, poisoning the children that it might have been in contact with the flood. Who knows if the water's ever going to be clean there in our lifetime, based on what's just happened. And so, yeah, I'm a little ornery right now. It's not just the pirate thing happening. Go ahead, Liam.
God, what a bit. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm at the dog show. hold on, guys.
Turn off the dog show.
You know, I was honed on talk radio by this guy, I grew up listening to. He was called the talk master, this guy, Neil Bortz. He's retired now. And he called the Church of the Painful Truth. I mean, he's a funny guy, very intelligent guy. Doesn't mean you agree with everything he says, but nobody does in talk radio. But the point is, it's offensive to speak facts and truth about things. And if we disagree, and certainly I disagree with, like, Mark Levin and Rachel Maddow. We're going to take that on next hour.
They should be killed. Oh, no. In the ratings. In the ratings,
exactly. But what we're involved in is a very offensive medium. But the more outrage you get, the more you want to listen to a guy like, what's the guy that's on satellite now that was New York guy, offensive guy?
Liam Sheff,
and who's the guy? That movie you liked at Superdon.
Howard Stern,
right? WNBC.
I just got to remind everybody that this is not Hold Hands, Sing Kumbaya, and Do Milk Toast Radio. Yes,
Robert,
we do some...
Robert, come on. You're politicking to the people who love you. Now, tell me
something. Sorry,
Somebody wrote a letter to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get 10 from you today, Liam. You know that.
Hold on, guys. I'm on the radio. Put the dogs away. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to what's really important. It's the fracking in Colorado. I'm very concerned for my friends there. What?
Somebody wrote a letter to me.
Did they really?
You told me.
I did?
No, you told me somebody wrote a letter because I wrote an article about sieverts and radiation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, see, sorry. I'm already just blitzed out on that. That's right. They basically said that you're full of bunk, the article. And I asked them to put a line-by-line debunking of what you wrote on the sievert story of radiation. And, of course, we've heard nothing from them. Zero, zil, and nothing. Not a peep since then. So there are trolls out there as well that all they do is just kind of... If you actually speak frankly, forthrightly about, for instance, Fukushima radiation and what is indeed going on, by the way, the Japanese government doesn't want you to know what's going on, then they'll just yell at you.
Right. So this lady wrote and said, oh, you wrote the sievert thing. Well, I was talking about, I was just trying to define what a sievert is and a millisievert. And apparently 1,000 millisieverts in a sievert. Remember Jason Sievert? It was on that show with Kirk Cameron. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah. And then he went to heaven many times, but there was a...
Oh, Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke was in that, Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Cameron, what's his name? Kirk Cameron had a lot of growing pains after that, but he made a lot of money talking about the end of the world, which might make some people question motives. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about millisievert. So Japan has got this thing called Fukushima going on. Colorado's got this thing called... fracking in the Denver Shale going on. They have 20,000 holes. They had 15 inches of rain in a couple of days. So they had massive floods that overburdened the dams and broke some of them, apparently, according to Chris Geo of True Frequency Radio, who was out there doing flood abatement in a lot of the houses and actually had to leave an area or he was going to get caught there. In other words, this is quite a real thing, and, if you know anybody in that area, you've heard the real stories. So these fracked wells filled with oil, methane gas, and the 600 chemicals, including benzene, that they use to pump down the holes, is now in the water. So there's an article up on the local Colorado station, KUNC.org, oil and gas regulators scramble. That's never good in a newspaper when people scramble in post-flood. Flood, Colorado.
Good. Well said. Well, hey, congratulations, Liam. You did well.
Lastly, Wabbit, hard-hit Weld County has the highest number of active and oil and gas wells in the state at 20,554. They dug 20,000 wells in a small area, more than a third statewide total of 51,000. So the state has doubled it. Yuma County to the west is the third with 3,000 and change. So what's the big deal? many contaminants such as raw sewage, as well as potential, scratch that word, releases of chemicals from homes, businesses, and industry, may be contained, are contained in the floodwaters, said Mark Sally, spokesman for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. People are encouraged to stay out of the water as much as possible and wash frequently with warm water. Where do they get that? And soap. Don't touch the water, Robert.
Don't breathe. And it's more than sewage. That's the thing. It used to be when you had floods, be careful, the sewage is overrun. Now we're talking about toxic chemicals that can kill you, can eat your skin, can give you cancer. I don't know how fast. But you see, that's the thing. You want to be offended by something? Be offended by people who actually defend that. Because, of course, fracking is safe unless something goes wrong. How often do you get flooding rains? Oh, about every year. How many things can go wrong? Oh, about a million things. Nuclear energy is safe unless something goes wrong. And when it goes wrong, boy, does it go wrong. Floods, earthquakes, tsunamis, you name it. And, of course, humans doing stupid stuff is not new. The newest technology comes out of not only the Googles of the world, but the vaccinologists, the medical doctors that continue to insist that we take the fracking chemicals, I know it's a slight exaggeration, but not much, put them in a syringe and inject them into children. We'll call it science. We'll call it vaccine. We'll call it good for your immune system. And we have someone calling in right now from Seattle. He's going to be at a show tonight. He's with the Refusers Rock and Roll Band. We've had him on before. It's been a while. Michael Belkin is back with us now. Michael, thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's good to hear from you. Tell us about this event tonight that's going on in Seattle, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Robert. So we're at Ground Zero in Seattle here in the GMO labeling fight. There's Proposition 522 is on the ballot in November. It got on the ballot through Citizen Action. And there is a huge battle. It's David versus Goliath, basically. Monsanto and their friends have donated about something like $13 million at last count, and they're trying to defeat this, just like they defeated Prop 37 in California. And on the yes side, it's $3 million. So it's like 13 to 3. You know, it's like four times as much. The bad guys have four times as much money. And the good guys are Dr. Mercola, and the Organic Consumers Association and PC local market, organic markets here and things like that. So anyways, we are holding a benefit concert tonight at the Crocodile, which is, you know, Seattle's iconic rock club. It's the best. It's where grunge started. It's on 2nd Avenue in downtown Seattle. And it's a benefit for labeling GMOs. And my band is the Refusers. We are a rock band, and we have a number of songs, new songs on the subject, including Your Right to Know. We have a video called Right to Know, and we have a song called Let's Round Up Monsanto.
Nice.
And a couple other songs like that, as well as songs about health freedom. You and I have talked before. So this is going to be a great show. And if anybody that's listening to this that's in Seattle tonight, we could really use your help because we are fighting, the battle of our lives trying to get, getting GMO labeling on packages. You know, 80% of food has GMOs in it in the store, and none of it's labeled at all. And they're fighting like crazy saying, oh, it's substantially equivalent. Oh, yeah? Well, how come the corn and soybeans are registered pesticides? Did you know that? The corn, the GMO corn is a registered pesticide because it expresses pesticides. You know, I mean, were you aware of that?
See, that's the thing. If you want to be offended by that, you know, that they actually sell food as pesticides. The food is the pesticide. By the way, Michael, is your son still playing drums in the band?
Yeah, he is. He's starting. We've got another drummer that's going to do part of the show, but this is going to be a crack up because we're starting out with my son and I just jamming, and we're all going to be wearing hazmat suits. That's hazardous material suits.
Nice.
And our bass player is going to be dressed up in a corn suit, and we're going to.
I want video of this.
The bass player is going to be spraying him. He's going to be wearing the Monsanto hazardous material suit. He's going to be spraying the corn until the corn wilts to the ground and dies.
Well done. Theater. I like this theater. Maybe Gene Simmons could take some of this on into the Kiss concerts, too. Hey, Michael, where can people learn more about you and the Refusers?
Just Google the Refusers, you'll pop up on Facebook. We got 20-something thousand fans, and you can find out about the gig there. You know, it's $10, and all the bands. There's other great bands, Midori and Ezra Boy. We opened a concert for the Black Keys and Kings of Leon down in Napa in May, and we played with this other band, Midori and Ezra Boy, and they're going to be starring with us on this gig. They're playing after us, and they are great. They have a wonderful lead singer. It's kind of 70s rock with a really free spirit and
very good.
All original. And anyways, the Refusers, if you Google the Refusers, you will pop up on Facebook. And anyways, anybody that's hearing this in Seattle, please come out. We can use
all right, grab your non-GMO grunge clothing. Grab your plaid. Get ready. Get down there to the crocodile. Or is it the alligator? I'm not in Seattle. Go check it out, the Refusers online. We're going to talk about not only GMO labeling, how about radiating everything, well, labeling everything, irradiated. Liam Sheff's got some more information out of Japan that may even shock you. For those that don't understand the Japan culture, what are they saying? We'll be there right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer.
fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
And I'm trying to find some laughter here on the Fukushima thing. Not a lot to laugh about, especially when the government's trying to crack down on anybody speaking out about it. Liam Sheff, you sent me a story. It's going out on the social networks now about them doing that very thing. Anybody that's a whistleblower? Not happening. You can't talk about what's really going on over there in Japan. Is that right?
I didn't know this about the Japanese government, but they don't like people talking about problems. I understood that in the culture of Japan, there are ideas of saving face and of public, of handling work in a public crisis or handling the crisis by simply being stoic, as they used to say in old Europe, being stoic, but they have different words for it in Japan. People have made a lot of hay about that, you know, like it's only Japan that has these concepts, but it's not. Germany is full of these concepts, you know, don't complain, work hard, don't complain, work hard. The way of saying never get anybody in trouble and just fix the problem, of course, there's a certain good quality that comes out of that. In an emergency, you don't see rioting, you know, you don't see people breaking store windows and thinking that they won't have anything because everybody will look out for everybody else on the ground. The government doesn't follow those rules. That's interesting. So we have from the Japan Times, Norika Fujiwara, former Miss Japan, has broken an unwritten rule of the television business, sharing her political views. I'm quoting, of course, the popular model and actress, very cute, has come out against a bill that stiffens penalties against civil servants who leak classified information. Again, a bill that punishes whistleblowers. In a message posted on Friday, Fujiwara accused the government of covering up the truth about the crisis at Fukushima nuclear plant and spreading lies that they now call misinformation, which is clever, but BS, about radiation and leaks of radioactive water over there. Quote, as a citizen, I'm really concerned about it. Our nation has a right to know. Once the bill is signed, the people will write the truth on the internet and be punished. I didn't realize this, that the government was so complicit in covering things up, but now I'm doing research. And there was another long-term problem in Japan that had to do with mercury poisoning, in which a lot of people were killed, deformed, babies deformed and ruined and broken. And the government covered it up, and just blamed sort of natural mercury occurring in the shellfish. But it was the local industry literally dumping mercury into the water, and it took an outside investigator, a British investigator, to even suggest this. At the same time, they're leaking 10 sieverts per hour. Now, again, a sievert was what Kirk Cameron played on television. You know that's not good for people to be around that. Officials concerned about a sievert is 1,000 millisieverts, and 1,000 millisieverts is simply the amount of radiation by measurement of how much damage it can do. So, 1,000 millisieverts per hour, you can take a couple hours exposure and you'll die. So 10 sieverts is 10,000 millisieverts. In other words, you'll die in just a couple hours by standing there. That's very serious. Officials concerned about 400-foot-tall pipe near Fukushima reactors collapsing during quake, an upcoming earthquake, which they know they'll have because that's where they have earthquakes. 8 cracks are found in the support brace. The government orders an immediate investigation. Okay. TEPCO unsure how to access area as radiation levels around it are 10 sieverts, killing people, disabling robots. They can't send machinery because the material becomes so damaged by the... This is what people... We don't understand. And my friend Popeye from Down the Rabbit Hole show said something that's sort of been pinging through my mind, which is this isn't... Well, he didn't say this. I said this. He said you can't see it because it wasn't like Hiroshima. And what came to my mind is this isn't the movie version of a nuclear problem, right? The movie version is you have, and he said this, you have giant explosions. You have the giant thunder mushroom cloud. Well, we had a medium-small explosion compared to other nuclear explosions 2.5 years ago. But the reality is that radiation is spilling out of this place as though that mushroom cloud thing had happened. As though.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we live now. And so the question I have to ask for you is, what are we going to sit and be quiet about it? Or are we going to say everybody in the world has to do something about this who can? And now we've got to prepare for a world that's going to be continuously intoxicated by that level of radiation at a point source and diluted around the world.
Hmm. Get your EMF detox while you can from King Bio. And, of course, do a lot more than that. But you're right. Liam, I appreciate you bringing it up and continuing to cover this like nowhere else in media. We will continue to follow the story. Political healing on tap next hour. If we can even attempt it, we will. Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. The rightful remedy. Nullify that which is unconstitutional. Violates your freedom to move about the earth cabin while you can, unradiated. In the meantime, we'll get your remedies for that. And UTI, stand by. Thank you, Liam. We'll be back after this because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.